You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labour MP Andrew Little.
Yes, my mate Andrew Little joined me again this week for our regular chat. Where we discuss, here's my mate, thank you very much. We discuss Labour's recent jump in the polls to 48%, as well as what plans this government has for legal aid. I began by asking Andrew how he was feeling about Labour's recent polling.
Yeah, it's always good. I mean, I think we're feeling good as a government. We're getting things done. We've got some good plans. We have an outstanding leader in Jacinda Ardern, and things are going well.
And what do you attribute it to? Do you feel it's an endorsement of your first 100 days going quite well?
Yeah, I think, look, we all picked up. There was a mood for change last year. I think people did want things differently. I think a lot of New Zealanders were concerned about the number of people who were being left out and missing out. And we've come in with a plan. We've got a families package up. We've got a review about getting a fairer tax system up. We've actually done some things that actually mean that, you know, more people get to benefit and to be treated fairly. I think people like that. They want to see government actually making sure that everybody gets to share in the gains and the benefits that we've got.
And with the two main parties, both in the 40s, do you feel this isn't leaving much room for the smaller parties? It's a bit worrying, possibly.
Yeah, I think that the pattern that seems to have developed under MMP now for the last few years is that between elections, the things consolidate around the two major parties, and then the closer we get to a general election, the other parties kind of step up, or people notice them more, and you know, you've got to allow them to distinguish themselves. I'm confident that both the Greens and New Zealand First will remain as good, strong, viable parties under the MMP system, and they'll do fine.
And do you feel your poll lead will only increase after Nationals' increasingly crowded leadership contest?
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out. I mean, they tend to have their approach to selecting a leader is confined to their caucus. They've got to make their decision. I think the reality about them, however, is their criticisms of the government are pretty ill-directed. They haven't got that actually people did want to change, and they wanted something, you know, they wanted to see a government that meant that more people were being taken account of, were getting to share in, you know, what we've got to offer, and actually that, you know, the government was, frankly, a little more compassionate than what we saw over the last 9 years. And so that's what people are seeing, that's what they like. The criticism that we're getting, I mean, it was just interesting in Parliament in the last couple of days, these efforts to dredge up various scandals around charter schools and stuff are just going nowhere because there actually isn't anything there. And they're not focusing on the bigger issues, which is how do we make sure that, you know, we have an education system across the board that gives everybody a fair chance? How do we make sure that everybody gets a decent pay and that we don't have, you know, so many people on low incomes and insecure work? Those sorts of things. Those are the big questions that they're nowhere near providing an answer to.
And moving on to legal aid, under the last government, the legal aid budget was cut and there was a lot of work done around the legal aid budget. Do you think this will increase under Labor? Will you increase the budget?
Look, myself, the Attorney General David Parker and a few others, we all share a major concern about access to justice and the fact that a whole lot of people cannot afford to go to court to assert or enforce their legal rights. So we are looking very closely at that whole issue. Legal aid is one of the things, and then the sorts of forums and tribunals that you go to enforce your rights is the other thing. So there is work being done on that at the moment. We have to make sure that in this day and age that people can enforce their rights, whether they're private consumer or contractual rights or employment rights or your right, you know, to not be unfairly treated by the government. People need to know that they can defend themselves and protect themselves, and we've got to make sure we have a legal system that allows that to happen.
Because currently, if you have no dependents, you can earn a maximum pre-tax income of $23,326 per year to be eligible for legal aid. Do you think this is too low, causing those who need it to miss out?
Yes, I do. And I think the other thing, too, is that for a lot of people who get legal aid, it's actually treated as a loan and they pay a rate of interest on it, which is, in many cases, above what you would pay for a mortgage. And I've certainly expressed the view, and I'm talking to colleagues about it, that when it comes to the government making a loan to you, you shouldn't have to pay a commercial rate of interest. The government can borrow money cheaply, and we shouldn't be seeking to make money off people in hardship who are dependent on things like legal aid to make sure they get representation in court. So look, all those issues we are looking at, but in the end the big question is making sure that everybody gets the, you know, fair access to justice to so that they get a fair hearing in our courts.
And anecdotally, judges are claiming that more people are being forced to represent themselves in court. How detrimental is this to justice if someone with no legal knowledge is having to go up against a trained lawyer in our adversarial system?
Yeah, I think that it is very unfair, and I think, you know, judges have to bend over backwards to make sure that a self-represented litigant is treated fairly. So what it tends to do is to draw out the length of a trial or a case, and that adds to kind of the burdens on the system as well. So that's why, you know, we need to make sure that if people have to go to court or find themselves taken to court, that they get representation and that, you know, they get a fair chance to get a fair hearing. At the moment, too many people are missing out.
There's also fewer lawyers taking on legal aid work, with many opting more lucrative parts of the law, like commercial law. Will you be doing anything to incentivise taking on work in the legal aid area?
Yeah, well, in addition to looking at the thresholds for legal aid and that entitle you to legal aid, the other thing then is to look at the rates at which legal aid is paid. And I know, and I've spoken to plenty of lawyers, and in fact, whole law firms who've decided that they will no longer allow solicitors or partners to engage in legal aid work because it tends to be a burden on the firm. They end up cross-subsidising it. They're not prepared to do that anymore. So we do have to have a look at that. All those questions come into play. And again, I come back to the question, what are we doing to make sure that those who find themselves going to court or who have to go to court to enforce their rights can get access to the courts and get a fair hearing? And it's a combination of legal aid, access to legal aid, the rates at which legal aid are paid, and making sure there are enough people to provide the representation. All those.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.